So go ahead and get comfy. And as you get comfy, perhaps you can notice that it's easy for you to open and shut your eyes while I talk. Just open and shut. Just keep doing it. And find that you can do it until your eyes just don't want to open anymore. I would say you could do it until your eyes just didn't want to shut anymore. And there have been instances of people in trance with their eyes open for 45 minutes, but your brain, I mean, it's your eyes really need some moisture, so blinking is better. So go ahead and open and shut your eyes. And when they get heavy, let them close. And let yourself get heavier and heavier and more comfortable, along with your eyelids. And feel how nice that is to just come up and then drop back down. In addition to that, with every breath in, you can come up a little bit more alert and awake, and with every breath out, you can find yourself dropping down more and more deeply. Perhaps you can notice that even while you find yourself feeling heavier and heavier, one of your hands and arms just feels lighter and lighter and lighter. And it can rise up at whatever pace suits you. And just touch your forehead and then drop back down. When it drops back down, you can drop deeper into trance. So some people tell me that they can't possibly move when they're in trance, but really your unconscious mind is doing most of the moving that you do now. Once you learned as a child how simple it was or hard it was to sit up, to crawl, to stand up and grab things, to walk, to run. Once you learned these movements, grasping a cup, putting on clothes, once you learned these movements, your unconscious mind just took over. So you know how to do every single thing it is that I would ever suggest for you to do. As you find yourself allowing your unconscious mind to take over and to lift that hand and arm and to let you know how easy it is for it to do that. I think that's kind of a funny thing. So my subjectness has been, well, it's not very strong. I'm good at going into trance. I can go into trance pretty much like that. I have a hard time responding to a lot of other suggestions, but I think it's just because I'm slow at them. So I can drop myself into trance and I put my hands on my lap and I can allow one of my hands and arms to become lighter than the other and feel one sort of glued to my hand. Sorry, one hand glued to my leg. And it takes me about 10 minutes for one hand to rise up off my leg. About 6 to 8 inches. And it feels so weird when it does that, because each individual tendon, muscle, whatever is moving, just twitches and I can feel them. And I think it's fantastic, but it takes me quite a long time. So, however long it takes you to allow your hand and arm to rise up, touch your forehead, and then to drop back down to your lap, taking you down more deeply into trance, it's totally fine. Your unconscious mind is capable of lifting your hand and arm. We all know this. I mean, as long as you have a hand and an arm to lift. So let yourself just drop more and more like that. So let's also play around with something else. Somebody said they weren't very ticklish, and that's okay. But we can do really fascinating things with adjusting our skin sensitivity. So let's give everybody a slider for skin sensitivity today, just for the fun of it. And perhaps you can notice that every single time I, my fingers, every single time I, my fingers, you can notice that you feel a little bit lighter inside. And maybe that lightness is something inside you getting ready to form a laugh, getting ready to form a giggle, getting ready to do something like that. So every time I, your brain just gets more and more prepared to do that and then begins to let that happen, just like that. So while your unconscious mind is doing all those things, whether or not you've done some of them, or whether or not you're in the process of doing some of them, or whatever else is going on inside you, I'm going to ask right now your unconscious mind to let the nerve endings on your skin to wake up just a little bit, to become more and more and more aware of what's going on. And maybe you've had that experience before when a really light touch would somehow send a shiver or something. And your brain could notice that you seemed more responsive. If you've ever had that experience of feeling like you were more responsive, or feeling like you were already pretty responsive enough, go ahead and just allow the nerve endings right under the skin to just pick up a little bit. And the way you let that pick up just a little bit is easy for your brain to just respond more and more and more right now. So as you find yourself dropping down more and more deeply into trance, your unconscious mind can allow your skin to be a little bit more sensitive. And how do you know that your skin is going to be a little bit more sensitive? Well, maybe one arm can be more sensitive and one can be less. So go ahead and test. You can allow one arm, one hand to feel the other arm. And then as it does that, you can notice that one is more sensitive than the other. And let's allow the one that is less sensitive to become less and less and less sensitive altogether. Like maybe it feels a little numb. Maybe if you were to even pinch the back of that arm, you would notice that you're just not really getting a response. But as you find yourself listening to the sound of my voice right now, the other arm can get more and more sensitive. Sensitive to pressure, sensitive to touch, in a way that feels so very good. And the more you find yourself in that state of allowing your unconscious mind to become more responsive, and the other side to become less responsive, what you can do is let yourself feel how fascinating that is. To find yourself more and more and more responsive on one side, and less and less and less responsive on the other. And there's something about that that can feel absolutely ridiculous. I mean, why would our body do that? Why would our unconscious mind allow one arm to be more and more sensitive and to let the other one be less and less sensitive to the point perhaps of just feeling like it had been anesthetized? Do you know what that's like to allow an arm or a body part to be anesthetized? You can maybe feel the pressure, but you can't really, it feels a little numb, right? It feels strange and weird. And it's kind of fascinating that your brain can do that. But our unconscious minds are so fantastic at adjusting pain receptors, which is why when I say your nerve endings on one arm can get more alive and on the other can kind of stop working, your brain is good at doing that, even if it's two different sides of your body, even if it's two different parts of your body. Your unconscious mind is really, really, really good at doing that. And some part of that can be absolutely hilarious and absolutely ridiculous. And so it can feel fantastic. So I'd like you to take the arm that feels more than the other one. And I'd like you to start at your wrist and consider that zero. And go all the way up to your elbow or the crook of your arm and consider that 10. Just with a finger or two. And then as you start at zero with the arm that's already more sensitive, I'd like you to find yourself just running your finger up your arm, and as you move your finger up your arm, notice that it becomes more and more sensitive. So much more sensitive. So much more alive. So much more crazily paying attention, your skin, all those nerve endings, until by the time you get to your elbow, to the crook of your arm, it is so very sensitive that you can almost imagine that if you were to take a shower and your skin were that sensitive, you would just, if you were ticklish, for example, just laugh the whole time. Or maybe it would be really hard to do that, and so you're like, I'm going to turn that down. Maybe you could find yourself at the point where your skin gets more sensitive or less sensitive as you run your finger up and down from your wrist to the crook of your elbow. Ooh. And then you can feel what that's like as you go from elbow down to wrist, returning everything back to normal. Think about what that's like and how fun that is to let that happen. Discover how silly that is to just let that happen. The way your unconscious mind has this control over how you feel physically on your skin. And you can give into that a little bit more and a little bit more. Now, do the same thing on the other arm. Start from the wrist, the arm that's dead. Well, less and less responsive. Let's call it that. Not dead. So start at your wrist and go up. And as you go up, notice that everything feels more and more numb on that arm. More and more numb. Now, you could pick your finger up. You could go from wrist to elbow, and then you could pick your hand up and you could do that again. And perhaps as you do that in again, you could feel that sensation of numbness spreading from your arm up to your shoulder, down to your fingertips. Would it be weird to feel that hand of yours on the numb side becoming so strangely numb that you really didn't have all the sensation that you're used to? So if you were to try to wiggle your fingers, you would just feel like you'd been given a shot of Novocaine. Would that make it feel more and more like that wasn't really your hand? And what would happen if you took that hand and you then used it on the other arm, the sensitive arm? Would it feel like somebody else was doing that to you? Would it begin to feel better than you expected? Could you allow your unconscious mind to simply experience that for you right now? One of your arms gets more and more sensitive, and the other gets less and less sensitive to the point of anesthesia, and the other gets more and more sensitive to the point of laughter, to the point of ticklishness, to the point of giving in as your skin becomes more sensitive and more delightfully amusing. Hold on to that. You can turn those sliders on your arm into sliders for almost any kind of thing that you imagine. 0 to 10. You could even use 0 to 10, right arm or left arm, to become meaningful suggestions and triggers for other things. But right now, go ahead and let yourself just keep dropping, just keep sinking more and more and more easily right now. Feel how good that is right now, to let your unconscious mind just shake your arms and let those go back to normal until you decide to reactivate it. And you can just reactivate it by tapping your wrist and saying sensitive or numb. And you don't have to keep it for each arm. You could use whatever arm to do whatever particular sensation you'd like. But sometimes it's good to start out with the way your unconscious mind chose it to begin with. If you find something works for you, go ahead and keep working at it until you can make it work every time, and then you can expand on how well that works and what it does. One of my favorite things to say to get people to laugh is, "That's not funny." And perhaps you can notice right now, while I say, "That's not funny," and snap, that you find yourself laughing uncontrollably. Like, "That's not funny" happens to be to you the funniest damn thing you've heard all morning, maybe even all week. Maybe there's a part of you that's like, "Dear God, I just really needed something funny. I just really needed to laugh." And your brain right now is hearing me say, "That's not funny," and thinking, "Well, gosh, it really is," and can't stop laughing about it. And feel how good that becomes to know that with those snaps and with "That's not funny," you find yourself helplessly laughing. Maybe you're bent over. Maybe you find yourself clutching your stomach. "That's not funny either. It's not funny to clutch your stomach. Stop that. Stop that." But you realize you can't. The laughter just keeps coming. "That's not funny." And you can't keep a straight face. Like, you would try, but it would just sort of burst out of you. the harder you are to try. Your laughter wants to come out. Your laughter needs to express itself. That's not funny. And you can feel how good that is. But the moment I say, that is funny, nothing's funny anymore. Not anything at all. Nothing. Stuff that was funny before, not funny at all. You can try to laugh, but you're just like, no, it's not really working. But then when I say, that's not funny, all of a sudden, bam, it hits you again and again and again. And it just feels so fantastic for your brain to know that it does feel funny, that it is funny when I say that's not funny, that you can't help it, that it's delightfully amusing, that it's uncontrollably laughter-causing, that you just want more. It's not funny that your brain just keeps making you laugh. It's not funny that your body just won't stop laughing. That's not funny. And find yourself caught up in that. Feel how good that is to find yourself caught up in that, to drop down deeper and deeper and to find that you are uncontrollably laughing, that it feels so goddamn funny. But that's not funny. That's not funny at all. Feel how good that becomes to just let yourself laugh over and over again. Just laugh right now, more and more. Just give in. Drop down more and more deeply right now. And the more you drop down deeper and deeper, the better it all becomes. So feel yourself give into that state of feeling better and better, of allowing your skin to know that it can become more or less sensitive as necessary. Sometimes I use that when I go to the dentist. I just sort of run my finger along my jaw and say, not sensitive. And then it's easy. But right now, that's not funny. It's not funny at all. And all these things that you found yourself doing today differently than before, just allow your brain to keep learning more fascinating and new things. Allow you to unconsciously/consciously learn to control and appreciate your senses and all their abilities more and more. Just like that. So go ahead and hold easily and effortlessly onto that. That's not funny. Not at all. Okay, that is funny. And then you can just go back to normal. On the count of 10, find yourself coming back to the room. On 8, find your eyes opening up. Find yourself feeling great with each new number, better and better. If you want to laugh, that's totally fine with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eyes open. 9, 10. Back with us.